Paulie, how you doing?
Very good, mate. How are you? How's Port Douglas treating you?
Yeah, wet, humid, hot, sticky, all of those really comfortable adjectives for a holiday.
Nice. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Any crocodiles?
No, I haven't seen a crocodile, unfortunately. It's the big letdown so far. Yeah. What about Melbourne? Any crocodiles in Melbourne, or am I stretching?
No crocs. It's the typical Melbourne summer's day here, pissing down in the morning and then beautiful and sunny in the afternoon. So, yeah, mate, can't complain too much. It's all good.
Hasn't missed a beat then, has it?
Hey, we should say Happy New Year to our gamblerinos out there.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, hopefully everyone had a big New Year's Eve session and is all recovered. I know it took me about 72 hours. It does these days. It takes a little while to get over those hangovers.
Well, yeah. Well, lucky we had some NBA to watch the next day, Paul. Otherwise, maybe we would have been well and truly screwed.
Yeah. It was a very nice way to recover anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Well, on that note, let's jump straight in. Boston Celtics open tomorrow at $1.28 versus the Detroit Pistons at $3.60. What are we seeing for that game, Paul?
So obviously this is a little rematch from a couple of days ago, and Boston went down in a surprise loss there to Detroit. What has come out of that one is Blake Griffin copped a little bit of a knock in the head. He's questionable for this one, so there's not a whole lot of Detroit lines up at the moment. I think the one play that we have already gone to a couple of times this year and we're probably going to go to again here is the Jaylen Brown points line. So that's over 22.5 points at the tab, paying $1.87. He's averaging 27.5 points per game this season. Obviously had that massive 42-point explosion against Memphis, but he did back it up with 25 points against Detroit. A couple of days ago, we were obviously on that line. He's covered this in four or five games this season, and he's also covered it in his last three against the Pistons there. So obviously with the Celtics bench so thin, Tatum, Brown and Smart are all getting massive minutes, so I do like this line for him again. Once those Detroit lines do come up, it might be worth taking a look at Mason Plumlee's rebounds line. He had 17 boards against Boston the other day, and obviously now that Griffin's questionable, he's probably going to get a little bit more time and probably probably grab a couple of those boards that Griffin may have had. And the other one is maybe Jeremy Grant's points line, and something that's very rare for us that we get told we should be doing a lot more of, but maybe even an under on Jeremy Grant's points line. He had 9 in the first game of the season, but since then he's had 28, 27, 27 and 24 points. He's definitely getting a lot more usage. I don't know if he's that good a player. So it'll just be interesting to see where his line comes in. But if it's anywhere around 2.5 or higher, I'd be looking at taking the under there.
Yeah, I agree. You think about Jeremy's Denver days, and he was really a swing man that would play almost that Al-Farouq Aminu role. Well, if he scored 10 points, you were like, great. He's just not a 25-point-a-night guy. So, yeah, I think you might be onto something there. And you like Boston pretty comfortably in the win. You reckon it was probably just a hiccup the other day?
Yeah. I mean, look, that one was in Boston. Here we go to Detroit. But as we've said before on this pod, I don't think home ground advantage means anywhere near as much this year, obviously given the lack of crowds. So yeah, I like Boston to bounce back here.
Tend to agree. What's your quick take on these back-to-backs versus the same teams as well? Are you think it's easier for the bookies to move their lines, or easier for us to actually make adjustments when we see something?
Look, it's probably too early in the season, I think, to get a really solid read on it. I'm not really seeing the bookies react overly.
I agree.
To be completely honest, I haven't seen it. But look, the Plumlee rebounds one will be a good example to take a look at. 17 boards against Boston, coming back against them a couple of days later. Let's see where that rebounds line is for him tomorrow.
Yeah, a little nugget there for our listeners that the bookies certainly aren't moving as quick as I thought they would on these back-to-backs. Moving on, Wizards against the Nets. Wizards open at $3.92, Nets at $1.23. What have you got for this one?
So no real notable injuries. And as you guys have probably know, we've been on the wrong end of the Kyrie Durant points line battle. we've been taking Kyrie, and he's just missed the last couple of times, I think. And Durant's been going overs. I'm going to take Durant tomorrow. 26.5 points at Sportsbet, I think, is pretty generous at $1.80. Main reason is that they're playing Washington, and Washington's actually giving up 120 points per game across their six games this year. So there's plenty of points to go around. It actually wouldn't be much of a surprise to see KD and Kyrie both go over their points lines. KD's also covered this in four or five games this season. The other really nice positive here is that he's probably going to be being defended by the rookie Dia, or maybe Rui Hachimura. There's really not a whole lot that the Wiz have to throw at KD, so I don't mind this. Obviously, that we'll take a look at and is Westbrook and his rebounds and assists line. That's moved to 20.5 as a combo line, which initially when I saw it, I thought, far out, that looks pretty high, $1.87 at points bet. But he's actually covered that in every single game he's played this year. So he's had rebounds and assist combos of 26, 27, 26, and 21 in his four games this year. So it might not be too silly after all. Kurt, I think you like Kyrie in this one?
Yeah, I do. I know we've been playing and missing, but Irving at 25.5, $1.81 at Sportsbet. I think he's just going to try and out-duel Westbrook tomorrow. You know, ex-teammate of Kevin, first time playing them. I think he's really going to try and out-duel him and go well and above his points line tomorrow. So I think I'm with you. I think they'll both play well. It's a potent offense. It's a poor defensive team in Washington. I think they'll get the job done. I think they'll actually both go over.
Yep.
Onto the Lakers-Memphis game. Lakers $1.22 against Memphis at $4. Obviously, previously mentioned, everyone knows Morant out, so they're a little bit thin, but they've got players bob up and doing bits and pieces, but no lines out yet, really. So what's the go there, Paul?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, Morant out, Winslow still out, Grayson Allen likely still out as well. And then on the Lakers side, you've got KCP questionable, Caruso out, and our friend the King's ankle still sore. But look, he'll probably end up playing again because I think he's been questionable the last three games. But no lines here. If LeBron is out, obviously that Anthony Davis points line looks pretty attractive. He came back. I think he probably had his big first outing of the year in his last game. And the other thing we'll probably take a look at as well is my mate Jonas Valanciunas and that rebounds line too, because I think he'll have a big part to play on the floor, and they'll need him out there against a bigger Lakers lineup.
Agree. Bookies got bearish on AD. I think they brought him down to either 23 or 24.5 points, and he smashed it. So look for that LeBron out, look for the rest, and wait for those lines to come out tomorrow. Denver up against the Wolves. Denver $1.22, Wolves $3.96. Very similarly priced to the last game. We've got markets here. What are we looking at, Paul?
The big injury news, I guess, or player missing news is Michael Porter Jr. So he's in COVID protocol for some contact tracing, which means more Will Barton. Will had a pretty average first game. He didn't really do much from the scoring side, but I had taken his assist line just as a little personal play because Will can be a pretty good playmaker. That assist line, he ended up with 4. The assist line was set at 3.5. The bookies haven't moved that. That's still at 4. So 3.5 assists at $2.14 at Sportsbet for Will. If you think he can do a little bit more there, he's going to be pretty keen to impress and try and win that starting spot from Michael Porter Jr. But the play that I really like is Jokic here. His assist line at the tab is at 8.5, which is very low. $1.75 there. If you would like to bet that he's going to get double digits, so you can get 9.5 at Sportsbet for $2.01. He's averaging 13 assists per game this season. And Minnesota is one of the worst 5 teams in the NBA this year at defending centers and the worst at limiting assists to the center position, which all bodes well for our mate. And obviously, no Karl Anthony Towns still. So it's going to be Naz Reid getting the cover on Big Jokic. So should be a big game for him tomorrow. And probably the blowout's the only thing that's going to really limit his stats. That said, mate, Denver are 1-4 for all the great players that they have. And, for the great play they put together, the results have not been coming to them this year.
Yeah, I had a friend actually message me this week, and he said that those bubble teams that hung around the longest, they're struggling. And when he said it, I thought, you're right. Denver, Miami, not playing as well as they probably should be early days. Same game. I'm just looking at Murray, 22.5 points, $1.87. I think that one's at Sportsbet. Maybe Tab that one. Apologies, that one's at Tab. Wolves gave up 31 to Bradley Beal a couple of days ago in 27 minutes. So if Jamal Murray sits on the floor and gets a few of those assists from Yoki, the 22.5 point cover looks pretty handy, I would have thought.
Yeah, I really like that too.
That's your best price in the market there at Tab. Moving on to the Jazz-Spurs game. So Jazz are opening up at $1.51, Spurs $2.44. You keep mentioning your boy DeMar DeRozan with his PRA lines. He keeps covering. Mm-hmm. You got him in the bets today?
I've got him in the also like section, but he's not in my gambler. Yes, it's a new little section. He's not in my top two, and I'll explain why. So firstly, looking at notable injuries for the Jazz, you've got both Royce O'Neal and Favors questionable, both of them with some knee soreness. And then for San Antonio, LaMarcus Aldridge is questionable with his knee. He obviously hasn't played the last couple of games. And Derek White came back last game, but he's a game-time decision at the moment. Some sites are reporting that he is out, but irrespective, the main thing that I'm going to hear is Rudy Gobert again. 28.5 points and rebounds at Sportsbet, $1.91, or you can just take his straight rebounds line at 12.5 at the Tab, paying $1.80. He's averaging 13.2 rebounds this season. And likely with no LaMarcus Aldridge, it basically means that Jakob Poeltl, the turtle, will get the cover. It also means that, you know, obviously with Favors and Royce O'Neal out there, that's less minutes and less rebounds to be taken away by those two guys from him. So I think if Gobert stays out of foul trouble, he should cover this line quite easily. And the other one that I actually really like here as well, and it might be a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction because he's had a massive game last game against the Clippers, is Mike Conley. So his points and assist lines at 23.5 at Sportsbet, paying $1.91. Now, the Spurs are the worst team at defending the point guard position this season, giving up the most points and assists in the league to the point guard position this season. And I've got to give a shout-out to our mates Punt School and Jared at Punt School for a little bit of a website that he's pointed me to with some of this detail. But look, Conley's averaging 21.4 points per game and 5.2 assists per game this season. And that game against the Clippers, he ended up with 33 points and 7 assists, and he just looked really, really good. So while he's playing this well and he's in such good form, I think 23.5 points assists looks all right. On the Spurs side, DeRozan, I've looked at his rebounds and assist line. That's at 11.5 at Sportsbet, $1.79. He has had rebounds assist combo lines so far this year of 16, 11, 13, 13, and 18. So he's been killing that. And again, if Aldridge is out, I think there's a lot more rebounds and also touches going through. And I think without White there, if he doesn't play, that helps DeRozan as well. The other one is DeJounte Murray. He's having a huge year, and his rebounds line is 6.5 at Sportsbet, paying $2.09. He's the leading rebounder for the Spurs this year, averaging 7.6 rebounds a game, and he's also covered that in 4.5. So you wouldn't expect the point guard to be leading your rebounds, but mate, he's long, he's really athletic, and he's stealing all those boards from Jakob Poeltl and LMA, who is getting on.
Yeah, the word is long. DeJounte is a long, long basketballer. If he wasn't an athlete, he would be a skinny, skinny dude, because he's got KD like arms. They're out there. I think you're right. The sea has been parted for Rudy Gobert to cover the reline tomorrow, so that's definitely one to watch. Clippers, yep. Suns. Clippers $1.72. Suns $2.10. Suns first in the West. Am I right?
Mm. not first in the league, not, best record in the league.
Not going in favourites. My boys
relinquished that title after two terrible games.
Anyone surprised? Anyone surprised?
Lost to freaking OKC today. My God. Yeah, but Phoenix, best record in the league. I think best defence in the league at the moment too. So they're doing some good things over there.
Chris Paul leadership is just that thing that he brings to, to teams, right? Like OKC last year. You couldn't quite shrug Harden off for that lead role in Houston, but he's brought it to the Suns, and I don't really think we can be overly surprised. I think we might have spoken about this on our first pod, which you never posted actually, but it was discussed. And they have a pretty strong front and back court this season.
Yeah, and that's the intangibles that come with a guy like Chris Paul, right? He's just a quality leader, and I mean, look, he's playing really well at the moment. He had some big clutch moments in the last game. I've gone with his points and assists line as one of my picks tomorrow at PointsBet $1.84. Or if we want to go back to the assists line, it's still there at 7.5, $2 at the tab. He's averaging 13.2 points and 8.7 assists per game this season. So that sort of just gets him, well, he's just under that line, to be completely honest, the points and assists, but just the way that he's scoring,
he's playing
better. Seems to be looking for a shot a little bit more.
Certainly.
In the last few games. So I like that. The other one here, look, this one's a bit funny. Kawhi's rebounds line is at 7.5. Now, we went to this quite a lot during the bubble. And he was pretty safe. Rebounds line 7.5, paying $2.05 at the tab. He hadn't really been rebounding very well this season, and then he had 16 in the last game. Now, obviously, that's not the norm, but I think coming off a 16 rebound game, I think the 7.5 looks about right. So that might be something I'd take a look at as well. The other little sneaky one. Serge Ibaka's blocks lines at 1.5, paying $2.80 at the tab. I just think he's going to be out there quite a bit with Ayton on the floor. So that might be something I chuck into a couple of little multis. What about you, mate? You got anything for this game?
Serge used to be one of those guys for Toronto we would go to for his points line. He just bobs up and no one cares. No one's watching him. No one goes to the basketball to watch Serge Ibaka. But
he can shoot. He can shoot.
He's really good at basketball. And that sounds like a dumb comment to make, but he will get you 15, 8, and a couple of good blocks. He's just that kind of guy.
And he's improved his outside shooting out of sight, right? So he can hit a few threes as well. He's become a really handy player.
And I love his name. It's one of the best names too, Serge Ibaka. That's awesome. That is, honestly, that's top shelf. I have got Ayton in that one. He's been good, 11 and 11 in his last five games. Once again, Clippers are notorious for giving up big numbers to centers, have been in the last couple of years. We keep taking that line. Doesn't really matter who it is, as long as the other team can throw out someone of size and he's going to play enough minutes, usually they cover. So I've got 8 and 9.5 rebounds tomorrow, and that's at SportsBet. It's short, $1.71, might be one for the alts or the multis if you want to get it down a point or two lower. But yeah, Ayton, he's got 25.5, $1.82 at SportsBet for his PRA. Not too much going on with his assist column, but definitely his points and rebounds should be there tomorrow. Especially, you know, you actually made the point, Kawhi is one of their better rebounders there at the Clippers, and Ayton's probably got 6 or 7 inches on him. So he's going to tower above what the Clippers are throwing out there on the boards. Scooting along to the next, Mavs-Bulls. Mavs $1.43, Bulls $2.69. Do we have many lines out for that one tomorrow?
Not a whole lot. Skinny? And again, that's because Doncic has a bit of a corky. So he's questionable at the moment. And then on the Chicago side of things, again, there are medical calls, which I'm going to assume are COVID protocols, which has basically ruled out Larry Markin. And again, Satoransky, Chandler Hutchinson, and Archer Jackano as well. Obviously, the last two aren't going to really impact much of what we do here. But based on Markkanen and Satoransky sitting, Levine again tomorrow. 23.5 points is his line. I reckon he'll go over that. SportsBet got that pretty skinny at $1.79, but I also wouldn't go past looking at his PRA tomorrow as well. Going to be doing a little bit more ball handling. He can dish out a few assists, and he also gets a few rebounds as well. So the points, rebounds, and assist combo lines at 33.5 at SportsBet for $1.85. The only downside to that is the Mavs have actually have a pretty good record of defending opposition shooting guards this season. So
those are some stats for your ass.
Those are some stats for your ass. but yeah, look, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Again, as we said, no Dallas lines at the moment. But if Doncic is out, again, we go towards Tim Hardaway Jr. Also Josh Richardson as well. But look at what they can do.
Yeah, I think it's a wait and see, as always with these games.
Yep,
spot on. I got nothing for that game. I just want to see how it all plays out. But yeah, we got to wait for those lines to come up in the morning. Go off to our last, another rematch, which we liked, and I think we hit the lines here last time. So we've got the Portland Trailblazers at $1.39 up against the Warriors at $2.84. Portland seem long for a team that basically pants the Warriors a few days ago.
Yeah, because it was not even close. No. It's actually pretty embarrassing again. I don't know. Are they banking on angry Golden State? Banking on angry play. He's 27.5 at points bet, $1.87. Or if you just think that he's going to try and do it all, his points, rebounds, and assist lines at points bet as well at 38.5, and that's actually. So he had 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists in that last game. So I reckon he can probably go a little bit higher in both the points and assist categories there. And that also already covers the line. So, look, I reckon he can probably do that PRA. So $1.88 at points bet is probably worth a look. But really, I think our favourite bet of this game, well, mine, is again going back to CJ McCollum. He's been scoring at will this season. He's averaging 28 points per game. As well as the 5 and assists per game this season. His points line at points bet, we've got 2.5 still there tomorrow at $1.89. If you're looking at his assists line, you've got 4.5 at $2 at points bet. The combo points and assists, it's $1.84 for 26.5 points and assists. I like all of those, to be completely honest. Probably would go with the 22.5 points just because of the way that he's scoring. I mean, he's playing really, really well at the moment. So I like CJ and probably Curry's points line. The other thing that might also be worth a look is Wiseman's points and rebounds line. 15.5 is a tiny little bit high, just considering the way that he's played in the last couple of games. But again, Portland's not great at defending centers, and if Wiseman can find some of the form that he had in the first couple of games of the season, then obviously he takes care of that 15.5 pretty easy. You got anything there, mate?
Yeah, I was going to say, more importantly on Wiseman, he's in my fantasy team, so that's really why we want him to go over that line. But also important for the gamblers, which are just as important as my fantasy
league. Well, Yusuf Nurkic, our mate Mr. Nurkic, is in my fantasy team, and he's been a massive disappointment for me this year.
It's either you or me tomorrow then, because it can't be both of us. Well, it could be both of us, I suppose.
Well, that's it.
Well, I'm with you, man. 22.5 on CJ, I think, is the bet here. But I can go you 1 cent better, $1.90 at Sportsbet. So if any of our listeners want an extra 1 cent on their odds, go to Sportsbet. Don't go to PointsBet.
Or else, if you'd like to support all the PointsBet shareholders out there, please go to PointsBet.
Screw the shareholders. Screw them. And I also reckon the Portland...
Disclaimer, I hold PointsBet stock.
Yeah, one of the top 10 shareholders. Are you not?
Well, yeah, definitely.
He's not. But also Portland at $1.39, one for the multis. Don't see that missing, to be honest. Cool.
I'm with you there.
All right. Well, if that's all, Paul, if that's all the NBA we've got, that's all we can talk about. There's no more lines to discuss. I reckon we say thanks to the Potters. Can do a little recap on today. 5-5, bit disappointing. We had some blowouts that hurt us.
Man, today was a really, really frustrating one because obviously we had a couple of rippers. You know, Simmons, Capella, Fultz, and Vooch all did their lines so easily. It would have been, I think a few of them were in the first half. We had Holmesy sneak over the line right at the end there, which was good.
Just in a homes piece, it's all good. I think like that's the thing is that we started strong. I felt like we were going to end up with a good day, and then we just had some stuff tank late, and games just didn't go our way. And
no, mate, Oladipo shot 3 of 16 and still only just missed that points and assists combo line by 3. Sabonis as well. I think he had in the last quarter and only taken 4 field goals, and again he just missed. 26 up with 26 against a 31.5 PR. No boards for Miles Bridges today, only 4 against a line of 5.5. And mate, that Ingram rebounds and assist line, I'm positive he got an assist in that last quarter that didn't get recorded.
Yeah, but you know, that's exactly how this happens. And the bookies just go, oh, no, screw it. And the NBA and them are in, you know, in cahoots. And all of a sudden we're 5-5 and not, you know, not 8-2.
That's it. And our mate Trae Young as well today. Not a great day for him. He didn't shoot too well either. So 5-5 after a nice little day today. But yeah, look, I like the looks of some of these lines today that we've gone through tonight. So fingers crossed we are in a better position.
Agree. And also the lines we missed on today, I'd look for their PRA individuals and combos next time around, because some of those guys just didn't play well. It's not that they're bad players. Oladipo, that'll never happen again for him. You know, we spoke about it last night, Brogdon. It was him or Brogdon, and obviously we went the wrong way.
Yeah, it was him or Brogdon.
And Brogdon had it done at half. And
my goodness,
so,
Brogdon went nuts.
That's it. All right, man. It's been a pleasure. I am sweating in this bedroom in Port Douglas. It is. It's like it's sauna-esque in here. So you need to let me out.
All right, buddy. Okay, I'll let you go. Be careful with the crocs.
Croc, croc, snap, snap. See you, Zooey.
All right, guys. See ya.